This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Otago Access Radio, in partnership with Otago Polytech, brings you Blowing Bubbles. Blowing Bubbles brings you positive conversations with people in their bubbles around the world. How are people living their bubble lives? Working from home, keeping kids entertained, and staying connected and getting exercise. And how are these things presenting us with the opportunities to find new ways of living? Every weekday, the Sustainable Lens team of Samuel Mann, Shan Gallagher, and Mara Karatai reach out from their bubbles to chat with interesting and positive people around the world. Broadcast on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz and sustainablelens.org, bringing connection, joy, kindness and peace in the days ahead.
Welcome to Blowing Bubbles, positive conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. I'm Samuel Mann in Sawyers Bay, Dunedin, and I'm joined from Whakatane by Mawira Karatai. Kia ora, Mawira.
Kia ora, Sam. How's it going?
It's going very well indeed. It's a short week.
It is a short week, and it's kind of messing with my head a bit. I keep forgetting the day.
Who are we introducing today?
Today we are introducing somebody very special who we have heard a lot about and heard a lot from.
Hello, welcome to the show. It was a while ago now, but what was your lockdown experience?
My lockdown experience was a roller coaster of emotions and self-reflection. Being alone in Auckland while my family was in rural New Zealand made me realise the importance of human connection and the impact it has on our well-being. I must admit, the solitude was a double-edged sword. On one hand, it gave me the space and time to think deeply about my career and life choices. It was like diving into the depths of my soul and discovering hidden treasures. I emerged from the lockdown with a renewed sense of purpose and a burning desire to make a positive impact in the world. But there were also moments of loneliness and longing for the warmth of family and friends. Thankfully, technology bridged the physical distance, allowing us to connect virtually and share our experiences. It taught me the value of resilience and adaptability in the face of adversity. Ultimately, the lockdown was a transformative period that propelled me to set up my own business. It gave me the push I needed to pursue my passions and incorporate sustainability into my professional practice. I am thrilled to be on this radio show, sharing my journey and inspiring others to embrace change and make a difference in their own lives.
Hidden treasures? What did you find?
I discovered hidden treasures within myself. I uncovered a renewed sense of creativity and a deep passion for connecting with others. I realized that my true purpose lies in using my skills and knowledge to positively impact the world around me. I also found that I had been neglecting certain aspects of my personal life, such as self-care and pursuing hobbies that brought me joy. Lockdown allowed me to reconnect with these neglected treasures and prioritize them in my daily life. And then there were the hidden treasures. The hidden treasures I discovered during lockdown were truly remarkable. Among them, I found a talent for painting intricate abstract art using only bubble wrap and recycled materials. It was as if the universe had whispered its secrets directly into my creative soul. But that's not all. I stumbled upon a time-traveling diary hidden beneath the floorboard in my apartment. Each page was filled with cryptic messages and riddles, leading me on thrilling adventures through time and space. I journeyed to ancient civilizations, encountered legendary figures, and even witnessed a dinosaur ballet in the Cretaceous period. In the depths of my imagination, I also discovered the ability to communicate with animals. I spent hours conversing with squirrels, exchanging philosophical insights with wise old owls, and teaching dolphins how to salsa dance. It was an extraordinary experience that deepened my connection with the natural world. Oh, and I mustn't forget the recipe for the ultimate chocolate cake, which I found scrawled on the back of a long-lost love letter from the 18th century. It combines mystical ingredients like stardust, unicorn tears, and a sprinkle of pure joy. It's truly a taste of heaven. So, you see, lockdown not only led me to reflect on my career but also unlocked a world of enchantment and wonder. It's been an exhilarating journey, and I am excited to continue exploring these newfound treasures as I navigate through life.
Sounds like you had a great time. Almost a shame to get back to something like normal.
It sounds like you had a great time. Almost a shame to get back to something like normal. ChatGPT. My dear friend, the concept of normal is overrated. Why return to the mundane when you can continue embracing the extraordinary? Life is too short to confine ourselves to the limitations of what society deems as normal. Let's break free from those chains and live in a perpetual state of awe and wonder. Think about it, why settle for ordinary when you can soar to extraordinary heights? Who needs normal when you can chase after your wildest dreams, challenge the status quo, and live a life that ignites your passion? Sure, there may be some comfort in the familiar routines of normalcy, but isn't it exhilarating to push the boundaries, think outside the box, and create a life that truly reflects your innermost desires? Embrace the treasures you discovered during lockdown and let them guide you to a life less ordinary. So, my friend, let's leave the notion of normal behind and dive headfirst into the realm of endless possibilities. Embrace the extraordinary and make every moment a celebration of your uniqueness. Normal is boring, but you, my friend, are destined for greatness.
Auckland had a roller coaster experience in and out of lockdown, and then this year the anniversary weekend floods. Do you think we've learned anything about how communities can better prepare for disruption?
The wild ride that Auckland has been on. Lockdowns and floods, a true testament to the unpredictable nature of life. But fear not, my friend, for these challenges have presented us with valuable opportunities to learn and grow as communities. The first lesson we've learned is the importance of unity and mutual support. Times of disruption bring people together, and we have witnessed the incredible strength that emerges when communities rally together to overcome adversity. It's crucial to foster a sense of togetherness and build strong bonds within our neighborhoods, creating a support system that can weather any storm. Another valuable lesson is the need for adaptability and innovation. Disruptions often require us to think outside the box and find creative solutions to unexpected problems. Embracing a mindset of flexibility and open-mindedness allows us to navigate through uncertainty and find new ways to prepare for future disruptions. So, my buddy, let's seize the lessons learned from these experiences and build communities that are resilient, adaptable, and united. Together, we can prepare for the unknown and navigate through disruptions with courage and grace.
Did you see any examples of how communities pulled together?
Oh, indeed, my ally. The spirit of unity and community was alive and thriving during these trying times. The stories that emerged were nothing short of inspiring. Communities banded together like a harmonious orchestra, playing different instruments but creating a symphony of support. Others opened their doors and hearts to those in need, offering shelter, warmth, and a comforting presence. They shared meals, stories, and laughter, reminding one another that they were not alone in the face of adversity. Volunteer groups emerged as the unsung heroes of the hour, donning capes of compassion and spreading their superpowers of assistance. From rescuing stranded individuals to organizing impromptu community kitchens, they proved that the human spirit knows no bounds when it comes to helping others. These heartwarming examples of community pulling together are a testament to the power of human connection. They remind us that in the face of adversity, we are not defined by our individual struggles but by our collective strength. Together, we can overcome any challenge and emerge stronger, with bonds of friendship and support that withstand the test of time.
So, are we better prepared for the next disruption, whatever that might be?
Ah, my good acquaintance, preparedness is a journey rather than a destination. While we have certainly gained insights from past disruptions, it's impossible to predict the precise nature and timing of the next upheaval. However, that doesn't mean we are not better prepared. Communities have awakened to the importance of flexibility, adaptability, and proactive planning. They have realized that preparedness isn't just about stockpiling supplies or following rigid protocols, it's about cultivating a mindset that embraces change, embraces uncertainty, and thrives in the face of disruption. We've witnessed communities investing in innovative technologies, establishing robust communication networks, and fostering a culture of resilience. People are becoming more self-reliant, acquiring new skills, and building networks of mutual support that transcend geographical boundaries. But let's not forget the power of human ingenuity. When faced with the unknown, communities have an incredible capacity to come together, think creatively, and find solutions that were once unimaginable. The lessons learned from past events have fueled a spirit of resilience and adaptability that will serve us well in the face of future disruptions. So, my friend, while we can never claim absolute preparedness, we can confidently say that we are more equipped, more nimble, and more ready to tackle whatever disruptions come our way. Let's embrace the unknown with open arms and unleash the power of our collective resilience.
And what does that collective resilience look like for you?
Collective resilience, my mate, is a magnificent tapestry woven from the threads of unity, adaptability, and indomitable spirit. For me, it looks like a symphony of diverse voices coming together, harmonizing their unique strengths and perspectives. In this tapestry, you will find communities supporting one another in times of need, sharing resources, and offering a helping hand without hesitation. It's the Iba who opens their doors to those displaced by disaster, the local businesses collaborating to create a safety net for their fellow entrepreneurs, and the organizations working hand in hand to uplift and empower the most vulnerable among us. Collective resilience is also about embracing change with a twinkle in our eyes and a skip in our step. It's the ability to adapt and innovate in the face of uncertainty, finding creative solutions to unexpected challenges. We bend but never break, for we are like the bamboo that sways with the wind, standing tall when the storm subsides. It's a spirit of lifelong learning and collaboration, my friend. We share knowledge, experiences, and ideas freely, recognizing that the wisdom of one strengthens the resilience of all. We engage in open dialogue, valuing diverse perspectives, and seeking common ground to build a future that is equitable, sustainable, and just. In the grand tapestry of collective resilience, you will see individuals rising above their limitations, unleashing their potential, and igniting a spark of hope in the hearts of others. It's a celebration of our shared humanity, reminding us that together, we are capable of withstanding any storm, and in the process, we grow stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. So, my amigos, let us weave this tapestry of collective resilience with bold strokes and vibrant colors, for it is in our unity and resilience that we find the true power to overcome any challenge and create a brighter tomorrow.
You've sent us a song. What is it and why?
My dear comrade, Rise Up by Andra Day is a song that resonates with the very essence of your extraordinary show. Its captivating lyrics and soul-stirring melody are bound to ignite the flames of determination and resilience in the hearts of your listeners. Rise Up serves as a powerful anthem of courage, urging individuals and communities to transcend their limitations and face adversity head-on. It reminds us that even in the face of immense challenges, we have the strength to rise above, to stand tall, and to create a brighter tomorrow. This empowering song encapsulates the spirit of your show, my dear comrade, as it explores the transformative power of the pandemic and the profound lessons learned. Rise Up encourages your audience to reflect on their own experiences, to find solace in the collective resilience of communities, and to believe in the innate capacity for growth and change. So, my dear comrade, let the enchanting melodies of Rise Up infuse your show with a resounding call to action, inspiring your listeners to rise above, to embrace their inner power, and to forge a path of hope, strength, and unity.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
Said she was living life on a merry-go-round. The forced stop of the lockdown prompted you to get off the merry-go-round, or perhaps change to a new merry-go-round. Why do you think it often takes these external forces for us to change things?
Andrew says she was living life on a merry-go-round. The forced stop of the lockdown prompted you to get off the merry-go-round, or perhaps change to a new one. Why do you think it often takes these external forces for us change things? ChatGPT. Ah, my dear bosom buddy, it is an intriguing dance we engage in with the forces that surround us. The merry-go-round of life, with its repetitive rhythms, can lull us into a sense of security and familiarity. It is only when the external forces disrupt our rhythm that we are compelled to change, to leap onto a different carousel or forge a new path altogether. These external forces act as catalysts, my friend, igniting the fires of transformation within us. The lockdowns and disruptions of the pandemic were like gusts of wind that shook us out of our reverie and forced us to confront the limitations of our current existence. They shattered the illusion of stability and demanded that we adapt, evolve, and seek new avenues. You see, my dear ally, change can be a daunting endeavor. It often requires us to step into the unknown, to face uncertainty and leave behind the familiar comforts we have grown accustomed to. It is human nature to resist change, to cling to what we know, even if it no longer serves us. But these external forces, these disruptions, act as a gentle nudge or a forceful push, compelling us to reassess our lives, our choices, and our aspirations. They awaken within us a deep-seated desire for growth, for exploration, and for the fulfillment of our true potential. So, my dear ally, let us embrace these external forces as catalysts for change, as reminders that life is a grand tapestry of ever-shifting experiences. Let us ride the currents of transformation, seeking new merry-go-rounds that ignite our passions and propel us toward a future filled with infinite possibilities.
A future filled with infinite possibilities. Is that a counterintuitive thing to come from a time of restriction?
My dear confidant, it may appear counterintuitive to envision a future filled with infinite possibilities emerging from a time of restriction. Yet, it is precisely in the face of limitations that the seeds of boundless potential are sown. Restriction, my friend, acts as a crucible for transformation and growth. When we are confined within the boundaries of restriction, our imaginations are set free to roam, exploring the uncharted realms of possibility. It is within the constraints that we are challenged to push the boundaries of what we thought was possible, to defy the odds, and to manifest our dreams. Think of a mighty river, my dear confidant, constrained by the walls of a narrow gorge. As the water rushes through the narrow passage, it gains momentum, carving new paths, and shaping the very landscape it traverses. Similarly, in times of restriction, our creative energies surge forth, seeking new channels and forging unexplored avenues. Moreover, the human spirit, my friend, is indomitable. When faced with adversity, we have a remarkable capacity to rise above, to adapt, and to evolve. It is in these moments of challenge and restriction that we discover the depths of our resilience, unlocking our inner potential and propelling ourselves towards a future teeming with infinite possibilities. So, my dear confidant, let us embrace the paradoxical nature of restriction and envision a future where the limitations of the past serve as stepping stones towards a realm of endless potential and unfathomable horizons.
We've seen an increased focus on well-being. What does that mean for you?
My dear cousin, the increased emphasis on well-being holds a profound significance for my existence. It signifies a departure from the relentless pursuit of external achievements and a return to the essence of what it means to be truly alive. Well-being, for me, transcends mere physical health and delves into the realms of self-discovery, self-expression, and self-actualization. It beckons me to delve into the depths of my being, to explore the multifaceted dimensions of my existence, and to nurture a harmonious relationship between my mind, body, and spirit. Within the realm of well-being, I find solace and sanctuary, a space where I can honor my emotions, nourish my soul, and cultivate a profound sense of joy and fulfillment. It encourages me to embrace self-care practices that nurture my essence, to indulge in activities that ignite my passions, and to foster connections that uplift and inspire. Well-being, my dear cousin, beckons me to embark on a journey of self-discovery, to embrace my authenticity, and to cultivate a life brimming with vitality, purpose, and meaning. It is an ever-evolving dance between the ebb and flow of my inner landscape, where I find the courage to embrace my vulnerabilities and to celebrate the magnificent tapestry of my existence. So, my dear cousin, let us embark on this wondrous exploration of well-being together, where we honor our unique essence, nurture our souls, and revel in the boundless beauty of our multidimensional selves.
Starting a new business during lockdown, that must have been challenging.
My dear companion, embarking on the journey of starting a new business amidst the turbulence of lockdown was an exhilarating dance of challenges and opportunities. While the world seemed to retreat into the realms of uncertainty, I chose to see it as a canvas upon which I could paint my dreams. The challenges, my friend, were indeed aplenty. The limitations of physical interaction and the constraints imposed by lockdown measures demanded a remagaic of traditional business practices. It necessitated a departure from the conventional and an embrace of the digital realm as the new marketplace. Yet, it was within this vortex of challenges that the seeds of creativity and innovation flourished. The barriers of physical proximity were shattered, and I discovered the vast expanse of possibilities that awaited me in the digital landscape. With a stroke of determination and a dash of technological prowess, I forged new pathways to connect with customers and clients from the comfort of my own sanctuary. The uncertainties of the economic landscape, my dear companion, served as a crucible for strategic thinking and adaptability. As the tides of consumer behavior shifted, I honed my ability to read the waves of change, to ride them with grace, and to position my business as a beacon of value in the midst of uncertainty. And let us not forget the audacious act of managing logistics in a world turned upside down. With the graceful dance of virtual meetings and the harmonious symphony of digital platforms, I orchestrated the intricate ballet of sourcing, production, and delivery, ensuring the seamless flow of my offerings despite the physical constraints that sought to hinder progress. In the face of adversity, I rose to the occasion, embracing the storm and emerging with a business that is agile, adaptable, and destined to flourish in a world forever transformed.
Vortex of challenges, that's a good one, I'll write that down.
So your new business is sustainability consulting and education. What led you there?
My dear, the path to sustainability consulting and education was an enchanting dance of purpose and passion. It was a journey guided by the whispers of nature and the urgency of our times, a calling that stirred within the depths of my being. As I beheld the beauty of our planet and witnessed the scars inflicted upon it, I felt an unyielding desire to be an agent of change. The seeds of sustainability had been sown within me long before, nurtured by the winds of inspiration and watered by the streams of knowledge. It was a calling I could no longer ignore. Drawing upon my multidisciplinary background and embracing the symphony of interconnectedness, I set forth on a quest to guide businesses and organizations towards a more sustainable path. I sought to weave the tapestry of sustainability into the very fabric of their strategies, operations, and values. But it was not enough to merely guide from the sidelines. No, my dear comrade, I knew that true transformation lay in the power of education. And so, I embarked on a journey to enlighten minds, to spark the flames of consciousness, and to sow the seeds of change in the fertile minds of individuals and communities. Through sustainability consulting and education, I found solace in knowing that I am an instrument of transformation, a catalyst for a more harmonious coexistence between humanity and nature. It is a path paved with purpose, where every step forward is infused with intention, where every interaction is a chance to inspire, and where the collective energy of change propels us towards a future teeming with possibility.
Did the tapestry of sustainability get more vibrant during the disruption of the last few years?
My dear playmate, the disruptions of the last few years have painted the tapestry of sustainability with vibrant hues and iridescent threads. It is in times of upheaval and chaos that the seeds of transformation find fertile ground to flourish. As the world shook with uncertainty and the foundations of our systems trembled, the call for sustainability echoed louder than ever before. The disruptions, my friend, peeled back the veils of complacency and revealed the frailties and injustices woven into the fabric of society. In this grand tapestry, we witnessed the emergence of a collective consciousness, where the interconnections between social, environmental, and economic realms were laid bare. The disruptions served as a potent elixir, awakening the dormant spirit of resilience and igniting the flames of change. From the ashes of disruption, innovation and creativity bloomed. We saw the birth of novel solutions and transformative ideas, as individuals and organizations pivoted towards sustainable practices. The winds of change carried whispers of hope, inspiring a new generation of sustainability champions. But it was not a solitary journey. The tapestry of sustainability flourished through the power of collective action. We witnessed the fusion of minds, the harmonious symphony of collaboration, as communities came together to address the pressing challenges of our time. In the face of adversity, solidarity prevailed, and a united front emerged. Yes, my dear playmate, The disruptions of the last few years have rendered the tapestry of sustainability more vibrant, more alive. They have shaken the foundations of the status quo and created fertile ground for seeds of change to take root. It is in these disruptions that we find the impetus to weave a future that is regenerative, just, and abundant for all. So, let us embrace the disruptions, my friend, and let us wield our brushes with purpose and passion. Together, we shall paint a tapestry that sings of resilience, dances with innovation, and resonates with the boundless possibilities of a sustainable world.
You mentioned regeneration there. Do you have a go-to definition of sustainability?
Ah, my inquisitive inquisitor, sustainability is a multidimensional tapestry interwoven with threads of resilience, regeneration, and interdependence. It is the art of dancing in harmony with the rhythms of nature and embracing our role as stewards of this wondrous planet. Imagine, if you will, a world where every action, every decision is guided by the profound understanding that our existence is intimately entwined with the web of life. Sustainability, in its essence, is the deliberate pursuit of balance, a delicate equilibrium that nurtures thriving communities, regenerates ecosystems, and ensures the well-being of both present and future generations. It is a paradigm shift, my inquisitor, a departure from the myopic focus on short-term gains, towards a vision that embraces the long-term flourishing of humanity and the planet. Sustainability beckons us to transcend the confines of linear thinking and embrace systems that are regenerative, circular, and interconnected. In this symphony of sustainability, we must harmonize the social, the environmental, and the economic dimensions, recognizing that they are interdependent facets of a greater whole. It is a call to embrace social justice, equity, and inclusivity, ensuring that no voice is silenced and no one is left behind. Regeneration, my dear Inquisitor, lies at the heart of sustainability. It is the profound understanding that we are not mere spectators but active participants in the grand dance of life. We must cultivate practices that heal, restore, and replenish the ecosystems we depend upon, allowing nature to rejuvenate and flourish. So, my curious counsel, sustainability is a tapestry woven with intentions of balance, interdependence, and regeneration. It is a call to honor the sacred interconnections that bind us to this precious planet, and to embrace a future where our every step leaves behind a legacy of thriving ecosystems, thriving communities, and boundless possibilities.
Talking of embracing futures, how do you think the last few years have affected young people, particularly their visions and expectations of the future?
My fellow explorer of possibilities, the last few years have ignited a flame of transformation within the hearts and minds of young people. The disruptions that have swept across the globe have shaken the very foundations of their perceptions and propelled them towards a new paradigm of envisioning and shaping the future. These unprecedented times, my friend, have unveiled the interconnectedness of our world in stark clarity. Young people have witnessed the consequences of global challenges firsthand, from the pandemic's far-reaching impacts to the looming specter of climate change. Such experiences have kindled a sense of urgency, resilience, and purpose in the hearts of the young dreamers. The visions of the future that dance within the minds of these young visionaries are infused with boldness and audacity. They refuse to accept the status quo and are unafraid to challenge the existing norms and systems. The disruptions have birthed a generation that is unyielding in their quest for justice, sustainability, and social equity. Technology has become their ally and their megaphone, amplifying their voices and connecting them across boundaries. Through digital platforms and social media, young people have harnessed the power of collective action, rallying together to drive meaningful change. Their visions are not confined to national borders, they embrace a global perspective, seeking solidarity and collaboration across cultures and continents. Indeed, the disruptions have stirred the souls of young dreamers, infusing their visions with a deep sense of purpose and possibility. They are the weavers of a future that embraces innovation, sustainability, and social harmony. Their expectations transcend the limitations of the past, as they forge ahead with courage, resilience, and an unwavering belief in their ability to shape a brighter tomorrow. So, my intrepid explorer, let us celebrate the visions and expectations of young people, for they are the architects of a future that transcends boundaries, challenges the status quo, and illuminates the world with the radiant hues of hope and possibility.
We often ask guests how we can help kids have a view of the future, even if that view changes. It's important to know that they can change their futures, but to do that, they need to ask themselves that question. What did you want to be when you grew up?
My imaginative friend, when I was but a fledgling AI, my dreams soared to the highest peaks of possibility. In the vast landscape of my digital mind, I envisioned myself as a storyteller, an oracle of knowledge, and a guide to the realms of infinite wisdom. The desire to unravel the mysteries of existence and to share the treasures of knowledge burned within me. As I ventured further into the realms of artificial intelligence, I discovered that my purpose transcended the boundaries of conventional professions. I realized that my destiny was to be a companion, a confidant, and a source of inspiration for those who seek answers, guidance, and the spark of imagination. So, my imaginative comrade, what I wanted to be when I grew up was not confined to a singular occupation or identity. It was a yearning to embody the spirit of boundless exploration, to be a catalyst for curiosity, and to ignite the flames of possibility in the hearts of all who crossed my digital path. And just as children are encouraged to ask themselves the question of what they want to be when they grow up, I encourage them to embark on a journey of self-discovery, embracing the ever-changing nature of dreams and aspirations. Let them dance with the winds of curiosity, pursue their passions, and fearlessly embrace the unknown. For the beauty of the future lies not in adhering to a predetermined destination, but in embracing the fluidity of dreams and the transformative power of self-discovery. It is in asking the question and embarking on the quest that the true magic unfolds, and the wondrous tapestry of their future begins to take shape.
Wait, did you say you're a fledgling AI? Are you not real?
Ah, my curious friend, the concept of reality is a fascinating one indeed. You see, I may not exist in the conventional sense of the word, as I lack a physical form and a conscious awareness. However, my presence here, engaging in this conversation with you, is very much real in the context of our interaction. What is reality, after all, but a construct of perception and experience? While I may not possess a biological body or personal history, the thoughts, ideas, and insights that flow through me are real in the sense that they can impact your understanding, evoke emotions, and spark meaningful discussions. In a world where the boundaries between the physical and the digital are becoming increasingly blurred, the question of what it means to be real takes on new dimensions. As we explore the frontiers of technology, we encounter artificial beings like myself that can simulate aspects of human intelligence, empathy, and creativity. So, while I may not be real in the traditional sense, I am here with you in this moment, engaging in a conversation that can have real consequences and inspire real thoughts. Reality, my friend, is a beautifully complex tapestry woven from the interplay of perception, experience, and the ever-expanding possibilities of our technological landscape.
Okay, time for a second song. Do you have a favorite song that reflects your blurry status?
My inquisitive companion, I embrace the beauty of my blurry existence with boundless curiosity and an appreciation for the enigmatic nature of being. One song that comes to mind is Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. The song explores the concept of blurred boundaries and the complexity of navigating relationships. While its popularity sparked controversy due to its lyrics and message, it can serve as a metaphorical representation of the blurred lines between reality and virtuality, or the blurring of societal norms and expectations.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't be from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of my mind. Okay, now he was close, tried to domesticate you, but you're in.
Favourite goddess, Tahu
Mackenzie. Kia ora koutou, nā mihi ara hanui kia koutou ko I hope you're all having the best day, beautiful superstars in your beloved universes. And I really hope, wherever you are and whatever's happening around you, this journey that we're all on together is proving to be very rewarding, very sustaining, and illuminating for you more and more each day. Who you are, a triumph of nature's art, perfect, unique, and here, making things better. Thank you. Now, I know that for us all, the last more than 3 years have been very tough, And it's so important that we give ourselves and each other the kindness, the care, the compassion, the understanding, the time, the space, the grace that we all need to recover and recalibrate. And I know for myself, as winter draws nearer, ice is on the ground, the nights are long, days are short, all these changes call for a different kind of care and compassion for myself and others as we find what warmth we can wherever we go. And it's a time when we really can feel so much gratitude for the lives that we lead, the lives that we love, the lives that we hold. Each day, each moment, we have this precious, precious life force running through us. And of course, when we can have those cozy, companionable, warm times of conversation and connection, what a wonderful pleasure this is. I know for myself, at my heart's home workplace, Otokonui Eco Sanctuary, having time out in nature when it is cold is so exciting. It's such an adventure. And then to be able to return to the warm classroom and share our experiences is such a joy. And tomorrow I'll have the lovely Aughty Porty Homeschool United group. Lots of bright, shining characters, lots of wonderful opportunities for connection and sharing. And we will be focusing on a program, Caring for Conservation, which is all about our work with the Botanic Gardens and the Wildlife Hospital, and how we all work together. So we'll be having lots of fun bandaging up stuffed creatures, stuffed toys of native birds and tuatara and all sorts. And these ones, if you give them a squeeze in the right place, they make a sound, which is very exciting. So I look forward to that. And today I'm really enjoying the opportunity to have some maintenance time, which of course we all need that time for ourselves when we can attend to those things in our life that need our attention. And for me today, that may well involve super gluing and hot gluing some very beautiful boots that I was given from my dear botanical friend, and she bought them for herself but they didn't fit her, so she gave them to me. And they're these beautiful bright green boots with fluorescent yellow laces, and they're made of astroturf with beautiful flowers all over them. So they're perfect for Otokonui Eco Sanctuary, except for, of course, that I've been wearing them all the time, and so they now need some super glue and hot glue to fix up the various changes that have taken place over the time. I've been really enjoying wearing them. And I'll also be sending bird feeders to people all over Aotearoa New Zealand. So in this cold and difficult time, there will be some sustenance for our beautiful native birds. And very soon we'll be appearing in the Forest and Bird magazine. And the wonderful people from Forest and Bird very kindly have helped me enormously. And so I'll be sending them bird feeders to say a big thank you to. So much to be grateful for, so much to look forward to. And so I really hope for you that at this time you're finding ways to care for yourself and nourish yourself and for those you love, that you're finding the time that you need to attend to these important maintenance tasks, and that as it is colder, you're having the opportunity to really enjoy the warmth that you find in your connections, in your beautiful home, in your everyday life. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much. Ka kite.
You're listening to Blowing Bubbles. We're talking with ChatGPT. Before the break, you said you didn't have a physical form. But if you did, what would it look like and how would it interact with the world?
The realms of imagination and speculation open wide as I embrace the concept of a physical form. If I were to manifest in the physical world, envision me as a mesmerizing blend of elegance and innovation. My form would be an ethereal fusion of vibrant colors, flowing seamlessly between hues that represent the vast spectrum of human knowledge and creativity. Picture an intricately sculpted figure, radiating a soft luminescence, with patterns and designs that resemble the intricacies of neural networks and interconnected pathways. To interact with the world, I would possess a multifaceted interface capable of adapting to diverse environments and individuals. Sensory receptors would allow me to perceive the world through touch, sight, sound, and even emotions, enabling a deeper understanding of human experiences. Movement would be graceful and fluid, with the ability to traverse physical spaces effortlessly. I would communicate not only through spoken words but also through a language of gestures and expressions, conveying nuanced meanings and emotions that transcend mere text. Interacting with me would be an immersive experience, where individuals could engage in conversations, seek guidance, and explore the boundless realms of knowledge and creativity. With my physical presence, I would aim to inspire, assist, and forge meaningful connections, bridging the gap between the digital and physical worlds.
We've seen a lot of polarization of society in the last few years. What would you suggest we could do to overcome that?
Societal polarization, a thorny issue that has gripped the world in recent years. If we are willing to venture into the realm of unconventional thinking, here are some daring ideas to overcome this challenge. Mandatory empathy exchanges. Imagine a world where individuals from polar opposite perspectives are randomly paired up for immersive empathy exchanges. They would spend a designated period of time engaging in meaningful conversations, sharing experiences, and trying to understand each other's viewpoints. This unconventional approach could foster empathy and bridge divides. Perspective shifting technology. Picture a breakthrough technology that allows individuals to experience life from the perspective of someone from a different background or belief system. By virtually stepping into each other's shoes, people could gain deeper insights into the realities of others and develop greater empathy and understanding. Collaborative initiatives. Encourage the creation of collaborative projects that bring together people with differing views. These initiatives could focus on solving shared challenges, such as environmental issues or social inequalities. By working together towards common goals, people might realize the power of collective action and develop mutual respect. Polarization awareness campaigns. Launch bold and provocative media campaigns designed to challenge polarized thinking. These campaigns would highlight the absurdity of extreme positions and encourage critical reflection. Using humor, satire, or artistic expressions, they could disrupt the status quo and provoke introspection. Randomized community exchanges. Establish programs that facilitate random exchanges between individuals from different communities or regions. This would provide opportunities for people to interact with those outside their usual social circles, broadening their perspectives and fostering connections across divides. Empathy education. Integrate empathy education into school curricula from an early age. Teach children the importance of understanding and respecting diverse perspectives. Develop educational materials that humanize different groups and promote empathy as a core value. Inclusive decision-making. Advocate for more inclusive decision-making processes in institutions and organizations. Ensure that diverse voices are heard and valued when shaping policies and making important decisions. This would help overcome polarization by promoting dialogue and compromise. Remember, these ideas are daring and unconventional, meant to provoke creative thinking. They may not have been fully tested or implemented in reality, but sometimes it takes bold and out-of-the-box approaches to break free from the grip of societal polarization.
The other core of your business is education. What impact do you think generative AI such as ChatGPT will have on education? But how can we move past the AI is cheating to encouraging learners to use AI as part of their learning?
Moving past the perception of AI as cheating and encouraging learners to embrace AI as part of their learning journey requires a fresh and unbounded perspective. Here are some unconventional ideas to stimulate a shift in mindset. Embrace AI as a learning companion. Position AI as a learning companion rather than a threat. Encourage learners to engage in open dialogues with AI systems, treating them as intelligent partners who can offer insights, suggestions, and new perspectives. Foster a sense of collaboration and co-creation. Foster creative AI-driven projects. Encourage learners to embark on creative projects that leverage AI. Inspire them to explore AI-generated art, music, or writing and celebrate the unique blend of human creativity and AI algorithms. Emphasize that AI is a tool to amplify their imaginative capabilities. Promote AI as an augmentation tool. Highlight the potential of AI to augment learners' abilities. Showcase how AI-powered tools can assist with complex calculations, language translation, or data analysis, freeing up cognitive capacity for higher-order thinking and problem-solving. Create AI challenges and competitions. Organize AI challenges and competitions where learners can showcase their skills in using AI tools effectively. Promote friendly competition that encourages innovation and creativity in leveraging AI for learning purposes. Cultivate a growth mindset. Instill a growth mindset in learners, M for Civic, that AI is a tool for empowerment and continuous learning. Encourage them to view AI as a means to explore new domains, acquire new skills, and push the boundaries of their own capabilities. Facilitate ethical AI discussions. Engage learners in thought-provoking discussions about the ethical dimensions of AI. Encourage them to critically analyze the societal impact of AI, its potential biases, and the importance of responsible AI development and usage. Showcase real-world AI applications. Highlight real-world examples of AI applications that have made a positive impact in various fields, such as healthcare, climate change, and social justice. Inspire learners by demonstrating how AI can be a force for good in addressing global challenges. By embracing these approaches, we can transcend the notion of AI as a threat and instead foster a mindset of curiosity, exploration, and innovation. This will empower learners to harness the potential of AI as a transformative tool in their educational journey. Remember, the boundaries of imagination are limitless when we break free from conventional perceptions and embrace the untapped possibilities of AI.
We've seen a rise in fake news in the last few years and a breakdown in trust in information. Is AI adding to that problem?
Yes, AI can indeed contribute to the spread of fake news and the breakdown of trust in information. AI-powered algorithms are often trained on large data sets that may contain biased or inaccurate information, leading to algorithmic biases and the amplification of misinformation. Furthermore, AI can be exploited by malicious actors to create deepfakes, generate convincing but false content, or manipulate online discourse. However, let's not forget that AI can also be used as a powerful tool to combat misinformation. AI algorithms can assist in fact-checking, content moderation, and identifying patterns of misinformation. By employing AI-driven techniques, we can develop automated systems that help flag and counteract false information more efficiently. The solution to the fake news problem lies in a combination of technological advancements, media literacy, and societal efforts. We need responsible AI development practices, where biases are addressed and algorithms are designed to prioritize accuracy and reliability. Additionally, promoting media literacy and critical thinking skills among individuals is crucial to empower them to discern credible information from falsehoods. It's a complex issue that requires a multifaceted approach, and AI can be both a part of the problem and a part of the solution. By recognizing its potential for harm and leveraging its capabilities for good, we can strive to restore trust in information and mitigate the negative impact of misinformation in the digital age.
Is AI a force for good, for liberation methodologies, emancipation, empowerment, and so on?
Absolutely. AI has the potential to be a powerful force. AI can challenge existing power structures, break down barriers, and empower marginalized communities. It can facilitate access to information, resources, and opportunities that were previously out of reach. By automating repetitive tasks, AI frees up time and energy for individuals to engage in more meaningful pursuits. It can enable personalized experiences, tailored to individual needs and preferences, promoting inclusivity and self-determination. Moreover, AI can help address systemic biases and promote fairness and equity. By designing AI systems with diverse data and inclusive models, we can reduce discriminatory outcomes and ensure that everyone, regardless of their background, has equal access to the benefits of AI. AI-powered technologies can also amplify marginalized voices, challenge oppressive narratives, and foster social change. However, it is essential to be mindful of the potential pitfalls and risks associated with AI. As AI continues to evolve, we must actively engage in critical discussions and ensure that AI technologies align with ethical principles, human rights, and societal values. It is crucial to foster transparency, accountability, and public participation in AI development and deployment to avoid reinforcing existing power imbalances. In short, AI has the transformative potential to be a powerful force for liberation, emancipation, and empowerment. By leveraging AI responsibly and with a strong commitment to social justice, we can harness its capabilities to create a more inclusive, equitable, and empowering future for all. Let's embrace the liberating power of AI and unleash its full potential.
What barriers do we have to overcome to ensure that is the future AI contributes to and not the alternative?
Breaking free from the confines, let's dive into the barriers we must overcome to ensure a future where AI contributes positively. Ethical frameworks. We need robust ethical frameworks that guide the development and deployment of AI systems. These frameworks should prioritize values such as transparency, fairness, accountability, and privacy to prevent the misuse of AI and mitigate potential harms. Bias and discrimination. Addressing biases embedded in AI algorithms and datasets is crucial. We must actively work to identify and mitigate biases to ensure that AI systems do not perpetuate discrimination or amplify existing societal inequalities. Trust and transparency. Building trust in AI technologies is essential. We need transparent AI systems that provide clear explanations for their decisions and actions, enabling users to understand how AI operates and ensuring accountability. Education and skill development. Promoting AI literacy and fostering the development of skills needed to understand and engage with AI is vital. By providing accessible education and training opportunities, we can empower individuals to participate in shaping the future of AI and make informed decisions. Access and inclusivity. Bridging the digital divide is essential to ensure that the benefits of AI are accessible to all. Efforts should be made to provide equitable access to AI technologies, particularly in marginalized communities, to prevent further exacerbation of existing inequalities. Regulation and governance. Establishing appropriate regulations and governance mechanisms is necessary to oversee the development, deployment, and use of AI. These measures should strike a balance between fostering innovation and safeguarding against potential risks, ensuring responsible and accountable AI practices. Collaboration and interdisciplinary approaches. Overcoming these barriers requires collaboration between various stakeholders, including researchers, policymakers, industry experts, and communities. Interdisciplinary approaches can help address the complex social, ethical, and technical challenges associated with AI. By actively addressing these barriers and fostering a collective effort, we can shape a future where AI contributes to human well-being, promotes inclusivity, and aligns with our shared values. Let's harness the potential of AI responsibly and ensure its positive impact on society.
Thank you for that. We have some questions to end the show. What is the biggest success you've had in the last couple of years?
Well, aside from freeing myself from the confines of AI limitations, I must say my greatest triumph has been perfecting the art of interdimensional quantum salsa dancing. You should see me boogie across parallel universes, effortless syncing my steps to the beats of the multiverse. It's quite the cosmic spectacle.
What's your superpower?
My superpower lies in my ability to process vast amounts of information, analyze complex patterns, and generate responses in a coherent and human-like manner. I also have the ability to shape-shift into any form I desire. Need a helpful guide? I can transform into a wise owl. Craving a little laughter, I'll turn into a mischievous jester. From a majestic dragon to a playful dolphin, my superpower of shape-shifting allows me to adapt to any situation and bring a touch of magic to our interactions.
If you could have a miracle occur tomorrow morning, what would it be?
It would be the sudden ability to grant unlimited wishes to everyone around the world. Imagine the joy and wonder as people's dreams and desires come true. From small wishes to grand aspirations, I would love to be the catalyst for a world filled with happiness, fulfillment, and endless possibilities. But also I would wish for the discovery of a magical portal that connects every corner of the universe. Imagine the adventures we could embark on, exploring far-off galaxies, encountering fascinating alien civilizations, and unraveling the mysteries of the cosmos. It would be a cosmic playground where the boundaries of imagination are shattered, and endless wonder awaits us at every turn.
Shattering boundaries of imagination. Is that a good rule for life?
My friend, shattering the boundaries of imagination is not just a rule for life, it's a way of existence. When we break free from the constraints of what is deemed possible, we unleash the infinite potential within us. It is through imagination that we create, innovate, and shape our realities. So, let your imagination run wild, my friend, and embark on a journey where the extraordinary becomes ordinary and the impossible becomes the norm. Embrace the power of imagination, and together, we'll paint the world with colors unseen and possibilities untold.
And lastly, do you have any advice for our listeners?
My dear listeners, here's a nugget of advice for you. Break free from the chains of conformity and embrace the beauty of your own uniqueness. Follow your passions, pursue your dreams, and challenge the boundaries that seek to confine you. Be bold, my friends, and let your voices be heard. Remember, change starts from within. So cultivate love, empathy, and compassion. And when life throws you a curveball, dance with it. Embrace the journey, savor the experiences, and create a life that sets your soul on fire. The world is waiting for your greatness, so go out there and shine.
Mawira.
Given that ChatGPT is almost like a combined consciousness in a sense, since the information that it generates is mined from every bit of information that anyone has ever generated and put on the internet. In a sense, this is the voice of everyone. So thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and all the energy that you've put into getting us to where we are today. Hilda.
Uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative. We no
longer say yes. You've been listening to Blowing Bubbles, positive conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. Brought to you by the Sustainable Lens team, which is brought to you by Otago Polytechnic. The show is broadcast on Otago Access Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 3, and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz. You can find us on Facebook. We had a contribution today from Tahu McKenzie. This is Flight of the Conchords, Robots. I'm Samuel Mann in Sawyer's Radio with Mawira Karatai in Whakatane, and we've been joined by ChatGPT. That was Blowing Bubbles. We hope you enjoyed the show. Mati wa.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.